What we know is this, that members of Jama'atul Ahl al-Sunnah al-Da'wah al-Jihad, just who were formerly under the leadership of Sheikho, are the ones surrendering. And it is because the new leaders, you know, in town, the Qureshi and his people, are trying to punish some of the Sheikho members, especially because when Sheikho was alive, they killed so many Muslims. And those killings were unwarranted, were uncalled for. And as far as, you know, the interpretations, the Islamic interpretations of the Iswar factions, you know, is concerned, those killings, you know, deserve to be punished for.
What has changed to make some want to leave the militant forces?
Some of the members of JAS now being asked to observe fasting as a way of penitence, and some of them have been detained and so on and so forth. So for that, they are surrendering. There is so much uncertainty that they now think they better surrender to the government of Nigeria than to stay with the new leaders of the insurgency. Let me just say this. If you take notice of those who are surrendering, many of them are not coming with any weapon. There's no any weapon in their hand. Just women and children and the elderly and so on and so forth. So it's not something to rejoice about. Understand? Rather, I think we should be very cautious, because it might be a change of tactics and strategy. Because even those ones that have surrendered, how are we sure that they are not coming into the society to act as spies, to monitor what is happening so that they can, you know, organize a takeover from within? The DSS, and most especially the people, you know, community locals, should watch them very well and see that, you know, this thing does not degenerate into something, you know, that will be very catastrophic. That's just my opinion.
How successful has the Nigerian government been in trying to reintegrate former militants?
The Nigerian government, I don't think, has succeeded much in reintegrating those terrorists, those repentant insurgents and what have you, back into the society. Not because the government is not serious, but because people hardly accept them. I know of a situation whereby a lady who was rescued or who surrendered was brought back to the society, and her father rejected her because she came with a baby, and the baby is the son of one Amir who was killed. So the issue is not even about the government. People, I don't think there is any sensible person that would agree to coexist, to stay in a community together with someone who is a member of Boko Haram, because people believe generally that those people cannot change.
Opinions are divided on whether the repentant fighters should be forgiven or prosecuted for their crimes. What's your take on this?
Opinions are divided, it's true, whether these people should be forgiven or prosecuted. I'm of the opinion that many people feel that these people should be prosecuted. And even if the government will say they have forgiven them, the people in the community, in the state, have they forgiven them? No. So maybe they should come up with a plan, like maybe to say they will pay dia, you know, to the families of the bereaved. Dia for each life lost, or something to assuage the feelings of families of those who have been bereaved. Because you can't just tell me you killed my mother, you killed my father, my brother, friends, and now you say you've repented and government is giving you a VIP treatment and I should keep quiet. No! So this thing needs to be looked at critically. The Office of the National Security Advisor, Borno State Government, Ulamas, you know, MOD, maybe Red Cross and so on and so forth, should come up with a holistic plan to see how this thing could be properly managed.